we are also brought to you by HomeFit101.com and PassivePaychecksToday.com. HomeFit101.com is for those of you looking to lose weight. If you're having trouble, they have a great diet for you. If you go to their website, you'll see all these transformation pictures from people who have gone on their diet and how they've kept the weight off, which is a big problem people have. You know, they diet down and the weight comes right back. With HomeFit101.com and their diet system, you're going to learn how to keep the weight off for good. Okay, you can also go to HomeFit101.com/free guide if you want their free fake healthy food guide. It's going to give you a list of foods that are marketed really well as healthy, but they're really not that great for you. So again, that's HomeFit101.com. And we're also brought to you by PassivePaychecksToday.com. For those of you looking for online business ideas or passive income ideas, they have free business tools that'll help you out. Start a personal brand, start a website, all that good stuff. And you can also go to PassivePaychecksToday.com/freebook. And you can get .com Secrets by Russell Brunson. It's a free book. You just have to pay shipping. They do have some upgrades that you can get while you're buying the book. But it's going to teach you how to build online sales funnels and create a value ladder to scale, to create and scale your online business. All right. So that's PassivePaychecksToday.com and PassivePaychecksToday.com/freebook. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Today, we're going to talk about why sports-specific training is a bad idea, okay? So training and working out in a way that specifically translates into your sport. And what I mean by that is not necessarily like just working out in general, trying to get better at something, but doing movements that are very similar or exactly the same to what you would be doing in your given sport. Okay, so a big example of this would be like baseball players. A lot of them, you know, their power comes from, you know, their legs and their hips and that twisting motion when they're batting. And a lot of them train that way, right? So they'll do power movements training in that pattern, okay? Whether it's like using cables and twisting and stuff like that. And you want to avoid doing stuff like that. And the reason why is because doing that repetitive motion, right? Let's say you're batting right-handed, that repetitive motion of swinging to your left, okay, twisting, stuff like that. Over time, that causes muscular imbalances because you're not doing the opposite movement. Okay, so over time, the joints get misaligned and muscles are more active on one side than they are on the other. And the more you train that and the heavier you train that, the more repetitive that motion gets, right? The further and further things are going to get misaligned and put out of balance, okay? And that eventually leads to injury, right? So what you want to focus on in the weight room, in the gym, whatever, is undoing the movement patterns that your specific sport has trained you to do. So if it's, again, we'll stick with the baseball example. If you're batting right-handed all the time, practicing left-handed or doing resistance work, twisting in the other direction is a very good idea, okay? And a lot of people think that they should be training for their specific sport in the gym, which is true to an extent, right? But you shouldn't be, like I said, you shouldn't be training the same movements in the gym, if that makes sense, right? Especially with something technical like that, okay? It's fine to want to get stronger and faster and be more agile and stuff like that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about training specific movements that you are doing. So another one is, we'll take like football players, for example. If you're a lineman or something like that, you're always pushing forward, right? You're always, up against the guy in front of you, pushing forward, and they ignore pulling movements, right? So they'll go, you know, from playing football, you know, going at the other lineman, and then they'll go into the gym and do, sled pushes, bench press, stuff like that, more pushing movements. And that's just can throw things further out of alignment. This is why injuries happen. Okay, I've talked about this before. They're not necessarily freak accidents. Sometimes they are, right? Especially in something like football, you get hit the wrong way. That's not your fault. But these wear and tear injuries, these muscular imbalance injuries, these things that are pulling your joints and spine out of alignment are what causes most injuries, okay? So whatever movement your specific sport requires you to do, right, whether it's that twisting motion in baseball or a disproportionate amount of pushing like in football, you want to try and undo that in the gym. You don't want to train that same thing specifically in the gym, right? And it sounds weird to say because you think, oh, if you're a football player, you want to get stronger at pushing, which is true, which is very true. You do, but you don't want to train it the exact same way, and you don't want to neglect the other side or the exact opposite movement, which is what most people are doing, okay? You want to undo what you're doing in your sport. That way, things can stay healthy, right? And it sounds counterproductive to train the opposite way, but your muscles work in conjunction with each other, right? If you have a if you have a weak back and your chest and shoulder in the front of your shoulders are really strong, your shoulder is going to get torn out of alignment no matter what you do. So you can get stronger at pushing movements, at the bench press, at pushing sleds and stuff like that. But if you neglect the back, you're limiting the progress you can make in the movement that you're trying to get better at, which is pushing in this case. And B, you're putting your risk of injury much, much higher. Okay, so you want to find something that's the opposite of what you're doing, right? And this goes for runners too. They don't do anything besides run. And it sounds stupid to say, but the reason why runners get injured a lot is because they're not doing anything else for their upper body. I mean, for their lower body. They might do some things for their upper body. Some of them don't, some of them do. But they don't do anything else for their lower body. I talk to runners all the time, and they say they don't work out their legs because they run all the time. And then I make them try and squat, and they can't do it the right way, you know? And this is why things happen. If you're not training the correct way, if you're not undoing the movement patterns, that you're giving yourself in your specific sport, you're putting your risk of injury higher and you're limiting the progress you can make. Okay. Let's go back to baseball, for example, right? If you're a right-handed batter, you're doing all those twisting movements, right? Only training in one direction, and you'd never twist and do a power movement in the opposite direction. You're limiting the amount of power you can produce in your normal direction, if that makes sense. Okay, because these muscle groups work in conjunction with each other, right? If one side is overly active, overly unbalanced compared to the other side, there's only so much stronger that one side can get, right? Before something happens, and B, before progress is just limited. The best athletes are well balanced. They're not necessarily super imbalanced in the sense of a certain movement pattern, okay? And any good trainer is going to make you understand this concept that you need to undo the movement patterns that you're setting yourself up with in your specific sport, okay? So many people question this concept and they don't understand it, but this is why injuries happen. It's overuse, it's misuse, and it's abuse of certain muscle groups, joints, and movement patterns, okay? You want to undo what you're doing, okay? I guarantee you most baseball players have rounded shoulders. Shoulders are misaligned because of this fact. They're always throwing, they're always, putting torque on their shoulder joint in a specific direction and not working their externally rotating the doing external rotation with the rotator cuffs. They're not working their back at all. You know, all these things that they neglect because they don't think it has any merit in their sport. Okay. Same goes for football. Nobody thinks about pulling movements all the time. The most pulling they'll do is like deadlifts and stuff. And that's not a good idea. I mean, not that deadlifts aren't a good idea. They are, but it's not a good idea to only limit yourself to that. Okay. Yeah, so this is a hard concept for people to get, but your sport should be your sport, and it should be limited to that. The gym is not where you train your sport. Your gym is to get stronger and improve on weaknesses. They're not, the gym, if you're an athlete, is not for doubling down on your strengths. It's to double down on your weaknesses, okay, and understand where your performance is lacking and to get better at that and to undo the movement patterns that you've been set up with, okay? If you train like that as an athlete, you're going to see much more improvement than if you just tried to train your specific sport all the time, okay? You know, this is really why people struggle with, you know, getting injured all the time. They don't understand these simple concepts of undoing things. They think, you know, if I'm a football player, I need to get better at pushing, at moving forward, and they don't train anything unilaterally or backwards, okay? That's how you create a balanced body. That's how you create balanced power within your muscle groups, within your nervous system too, okay? Because if you train so hard in one direction, one movement, you train one movement, you know, very disproportionately compared to the opposite, it, when you have to do the opposite and, or you're doing something out of the ordinary for your body, it's not ready for it. And then you get injured. Okay. So you have to understand that this is a delicate balance within your body. And it's something that most people forget about, or they don't even know. So you need to keep these things in mind. If you're an athlete, if you're a high school athlete, college athlete, it's not just about getting super strong. It's not just about getting the most amount of mass on your body. If you're really truly dedicated to a certain sport, you need to understand that you want your body to be balanced as possible. Okay, as strong in every direction as possible, not just in the direction that your sport mostly requires. Okay. And you see this happen a lot with people who do have overactive muscle groups or a major muscular imbalance, say from like golfing or baseball or football. They're usually overuse injuries. And a lot of times what some trainers and even some PTs think is that they need to strengthen those already overactive muscle groups, right? So for example, trying to find a different sport, so I'm not limiting you guys just to like baseball and football. So for someone like a lot of soccer players, I played soccer too. A lot of soccer players have very tight hip flexors just because of the nature of the sport, the way they run, stuff like that. The hip flexors become very, very imbalanced, right? And so if someone hurts it or they're always tight all the time, a lot of trainers and PTs think they need to strengthen the hip flexors, but the tightness and the overactiveness of the hip flexors is what's causing the imbalance and the pain and the pressure on the nerve in the first place. Okay. So you need to look, that's why this is so important, is you need to understand that you need to undo what you're doing, right? It's not necessarily about strengthening the group that hurts all the time. Okay, you have to look at the body as a whole and see what's active, what's overly active, and what's not active in terms of muscle groups and movement patterns, right? So if you have, say your hamstring is getting pulled all the time, that sometimes could be a strength problem, but it could also be it's too tight. Your hips are being pulled in the other direction because of your hips. So a lot of times, instead of stretching, PTs will make people strengthen it, you know, and again, it depends on the situation too. Everybody's situation is different. I'm not saying this is set in stone or anything like that, but it's a really bad habit of trainers and PTs to strengthen the muscle groups in the areas that are already overactive and overly developed compared to the opposite muscle group, okay? Happens, again, mostly with hip flexors and hamstrings, right? Usually it's a weakness in the opposite area that people are experiencing pain in, at least in my experience, especially with high school and college athletes, right? So your mission in the gym should be to be as balanced as possible, right? To undo things, to basically make it look like your body doesn't play the sport that you play in terms of imbalances. Okay. So a lot of golfers, a lot of baseball players will come in and their spine is actually kind of twisted in one direction because of that repetitive motion to one direction. Because not only do people bat a certain way, they also throw a certain way, right? If they're batting righty, they usually throw righty. So they're only twisting in one direction, you know, very disproportionately compared to the other direction. So their spine actually starts to curve down and get crunched toward the left, right? If you're right-handed and you're always twisting to the left, if I look at someone's spine, their right shoulder is usually hiked up and their whole left side is kind of crunched down because of this, because of so much tightness on the left side from that repetitive twisting. So that's what you want to undo. That you're literally throwing the spine out of alignment because of this repetitive motion. So you want to undo it. Okay. And this goes for any single sport that you're playing, whatever motion it requires, you want to do the opposite movement in the gym or something very similar to the opposite, something that works the opposing muscle groups. And again, most of the time it's going to be pulling movements. Okay. Most people's sports requires them to throw, push, move forward. Okay. Stuff like that. And not a lot of the opposite, right? Nobody's pulling, nobody's working their back, nobody's trying to undo or twist the other way, okay? So that should be your main priority if you're a, you know, a serious athlete, at least. If you're in the gym, again, this episode is mainly for athletes too. If you're in the gym just trying to work out, you should be mindful of these imbalances as well. But it's not as serious, you know. For athletes, it's a little more serious because they're actually out there, you know, doing competitive stuff, putting their body on the line a little bit more. Okay. So I don't want to keep this episode too long because I really covered most of it, but it's something that most people aren't aware of, right? They think they have to train for their specific sport, and that's why injuries happen. Okay. And I'm talking again, specifically just about movement patterns and things like that, not necessarily just getting in shape or trying to get better at a sport, right? There's a difference between developing the skill for your sport and over-exaggerating and over-developing certain muscle groups and movement patterns, okay? So you need to understand that distinction between the two. Again, and if you don't know, like, what you're doing, you should talk to someone, again, especially if you're a high school kid. If you've never worked out before, most high schools, I think, should have some sort of weightlifting coach or strength and conditioning coach that's there, but they don't, which is unfortunate. That's why most of them are lifting wrong and incorrectly and just programming their workouts incorrectly as well. You know, especially in football weight rooms, it's kind of pretty bad, honestly. A lot of high schools have people that have no idea what they're doing, and let kids just lift improperly and stuff like that. So I know it's a funding issue, but it bothers me because so many people are either uninformed or misinformed about so many things. And, you know, coaches want kids to be as efficient as possible at their given sport, but they don't understand these concepts. Okay. So again, I don't want to keep this episode too long. It's going to be one of the shorter episodes. It's not too much else I want to cover in this, but just something to be mindful of, something that people don't really understand. Okay. You want your body, you want to undo what your sport is doing to your body. Okay. That's how you create a balanced and secure and stable body and joints and muscle groups. Okay. All that stuff. It's going to set you up for much, much better longevity in your given sport and just in fitness in general. If you understand this concept of being balanced and, just paying attention to the certain joints that are unaligned. When I assess certain, like, women when they come in, and if they carry like a bag or purse on certain side, that shoulder is usually hiked up and the other side is crunched down, similar to kind of what baseball players experience, you know, and it's like really noticeable sometimes and they have no idea, right? They have no idea they're even doing this. So being honestly just aware of your posture and how things are positioned for your body, this something to make a priority. Okay. Look in the mirror and just like relax and see if you can notice anything, because a lot of times there are some noticeable things. The shoulders are rounded forward, or if one shoulder's hiked up more than the other. These things can be usually pretty noticeable. If you don't notice anything major, that's a good sign. But there are movement tests you can do, like squatting, deadlifting, these sort of things really expose, especially the overhead squat. These things expose a lot of imbalances that people have. But if you're not educated on them, it's hard to know it, right? So most people don't know they're squatting incorrectly or deadlifting incorrectly. So again, talk to someone if you can. But if not, just, I don't want to explain all this to you guys, because it'll probably bore you, but you want to just be mindful of how balanced your body is. If you have certain, you know, a certain movement pattern that you're doing that you think is incorrect or something, you know, just to be more aware of your body and what it looks like, not in terms of like fat or anything, but what it looks like posture wise. Can't say that word. This is a very good thing to get in the habit of, being aware of. Okay. It's going to just help your overall health, your structure for your given sport, and just longevity in this whole fitness health thing. Okay. So I think that's going to do it for this episode. Don't want to keep it too long. Don't train in the gym like you do for your sport. Undo everything. Work the opposite muscle groups. Okay. Become balanced. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you guys on the next one. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'd like to shout out our sponsors once again at HomeFit101.com and PassivePaychecksToday.com. HomeFit101.com is for those of you looking to lose weight. You go to their website, you're going to see a bunch of amazing transformation pictures with their diet system, and it's going to help you not only lose the weight, but keep it off, which is the biggest struggle people face with losing weight and transforming their body. So that's HomeFit101.com, and you can also go to HomeFit101.com/free guide for their fake healthy food guide. Okay. And we'd also like to again shout out PassivePaychecksToday.com for providing you guys with free business tools, business courses that you can buy, you know, passive income ideas, how to build a website that will make you money. And you can also go to PassivePaychecksToday.com/freebook for your copy of Russell Brunson's book, .com Secrets, which is going to help you learn about sales funnels, online business, and creating your value ladder to grow and scale your business. All right, so that's PassivePaychecksToday.com and PassivePaychecksToday.com/freebook. Thanks for listening.